Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey. Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo. And I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Tommy, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
Screwball.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Yo, Screwball Radio live from the news. Black Poet on the check-in. Hip-hop people rapping. Got my nigga Bombing on the sports. E. King Eric on the motherfucking current events. What's going on, fellas?
Yeah.
Y'all, episode 48 underway.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Screwball Radio.
It's always great for the bill with you guys, man, every Saturday, man, live and direct, man. How y'all doing?
We good, man.
No, how we doing, kid? I'm mobile with it right now. You know I'm mobile, you know? But I'm on a check-in, though. I'm here.
Yes, sir, man. And a lot of things been happening this week, man. I mean, we got the lineup of the events. Sports is back in full effect. We got a bunch of banging music to deliver.
I know
the
one
show.
Thing for sure. I know they're trying to pass a lot of bills that a lot of bills ain't going to be passed, man, if these, Republicans and Democrats can't get together and shit, man. We ain't going to get nothing done.
That's
just their way of playing with us, you know?
Yeah, they playing with niggas' emotions for real.
Matter
of fact, Democrats within their own party they bickering within their own selves. It's like an implosion going on.
Man, you know, I ain't really with all that voting shit, but I think we're going to have to come out the shell. The hood's going to have to come out the shell and come out and really vote. The hood's going to have to because motherfuckers is trying to regulate shit right now, yo. And they know niggas don't really give a fuck about other shit. So.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
You niggas, once niggas start paying attention and shit, you know, because I ain't been voting, man. Fuck all that shit. I'm anti-government, all that shit. But when you start seeing motherfuckers trying to do shit, you know, around you and, you know, against you and your kind, you're going to have to step up, baby. Because shit is real.
Yeah, and also importantly, look who see who's really built to really do the job.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, trying to get this infrastructure built, get these roads good, get America back on the feet, get some, you know what I'm saying, tax the rich, get the call off. Motherfuckers ain't with that. You know? They're going to come to blows soon. Watch. You're going to see them niggas in there fucking fighting. I'm going to be laughing my ass off.
Live on CNBC, you're going to wake up in the morning. You're going to see Democrats and Republicans coming to blows in Capitol Hill.
Yeah, that's what's going to come to. Because sooner or later, one of them is going to just be like, you know what? Fuck you. That's what it's covered down to. You know what? Because everything I say you're against, fuck you. Fuck y'all. Just going to steal on us.
They've been playing with lives for years, man. They've been playing with people's lives for years.
Yeah, and they ain't done. They gonna keep playing with lives.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
What up, man? I know them working Yankees are doing good out there. I know Yankees, I don't know somebody that's very happy that the Yankees are doing good.
Oh, yeah, of course, man, of course. You know, guys got to get all these wins, all these W's. We got to get these W's.
Got to get these W's, man.
I hope the Jets can do some. My Jets is bummed right now, man.
Heard Joshua got his ass kicked.
Who, the kickboxing? UFC?
Oh, yeah, Anthony
boxing.
Joshua. He lost. He got dropped.
I knew sooner or later he was going to get exposed. You know, I knew he was going to get exposed, but I wanted it to be, you know, Tyson Fury or Wilder, one of them niggas to do it.
Man, they would have done him beat
so
him dirty,
man. So somebody that was an undercard beat him?
I wanted him to get that rematch with the short Mexican nigga that beat him. Remember that dude? What happened with that dude, man?
Oh, the Mexican cat?
Yeah, man, he beat Joshua,
his name
man.
Ruiz?
Yeah. Where's done at? He's supposed to, I wonder what happened to their rematch.
Probably ain't come to terms.
Word up, what happened to that rematch, yo?
They ain't come to terms. There's been a lot of ducking going on. There's been a lot of that been happening in boxing anyway. He probably just didn't like, look, I don't want that smoke, man. I'm just going to let it ride. And when somebody else beat him,
they supposed to definitely have that rematch. That kid bust his ass, and he's supposed to get that rematch.
So what about De La Hoya calling out Mayweather for $100 million?
Oh, that's a waste of time. Mayweather ain't got nothing to prove.
Yeah, Mayweather's with it. If they real with it, he said he would do it. $100 million.
Oh, he said he with it.
He with it. Yeah.
Oh
man, he going to do it again for $100 million.
If they could come up with their $100 million, he's with it. He said.
Okay.
Because De La Hoya called him out. De La Hoya said $400 million.
$100 million apiece.
Oh, they, I got to look at this with the conditions.
I guess whoever wins gets $100 million.
Oh.
I doubt it would be a piece.
Steph Boy said he got to get his $100 million. He won't do it for any less.
Yeah, you could. He ain't playing games. You.
He like, you got to come with that $100 million or else. Not $99 million.
Who can't use another $100 million?
He's like 98 million, 95 million.
Mayweather paid these niggas' whole career contracts. Niggas is getting 400 million in one night.
Yeah, they hold life savings. He's taking your whole life savings. He's taking. Oh, you want to fight me?
Oh.
I need your house. I need your Bentley. I need your rings. I need your jewelry. I need everything you own. Put that shit up right now.
Nigga putting the kid up, yo. And might put the kid up.
You know, you go to Vegas and you go there and you lose everything. You putting the house deed up, everything. That's how they coming to fight Mayweather. They bring their whole pocketbook they coming with.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though.
He ain't playing no games, man. Off one fight, he fight now, hundreds of millions, one night.
Other niggas be getting fucking a couple hundred thousand. Oh, nigga getting $100 million plus extra shit. You know, extra shit.
People done work their whole life and ain't touch a million.
He's the promoter. He's the promoter and the boxer. So he's not just getting a boxing fee.
He get the pay-per-view fee.
His
hands are all over everything.
It's not like when De La Hoya fight, he's gonna have somebody else is the boss. Somebody else is calling the shot. Somebody else tell De La Hoya this is what it is. De La Hoya ain't getting that pay-per-view money. I don't know. He got Golden Boy's his, so he do got boxes under him. He do got all that. So I can't front on De La Hoya. But his money ain't like Floyd.
Nah. Floyd walk around with a mill in the bag.
His money ain't like Floyd's, and the cut ain't going to be like Floyd's, because Floyd, I don't know, it depends on who's leading the way. You got Golden Boy, you're going to have fucking Mayweather team, Mayweather money team. I don't know who's the head.
Al Heyman Promotions, they're gonna definitely get that cut. They're gonna probably be the one that makes the fight happen actually, because he made the Mayweather and McGregor fight happen, made the Mayweather and Pacquiao fight happen. But he's the mastermind behind all this.
So Nick's gonna get $800 million apiece. Plus Al Heyman's gonna have his hand, he's gonna get $100 million. And that's just one part of the money. Now you got that pay-per-view. Plus the deal in general is worth a certain amount of money. There's so much money. And it's less hands in Mayweather's pocket. More hands in De La Hoya's pocket.
Yeah, this ain't no Don King scenario where he had his hands on everybody's pocket.
I was just about to say Don King had his hand in everybody, the fighter, the promoter, the marketing. His hand was in everything. Don King Promotions was straight robbing you.
Don King, shit. You won't be crying with that nigga. That's like being with Suge Knight.
Yeah.
Nah, but one thing I never heard about Suge, I never heard about Suge robbing niggas. Robbing his artists, though, not paying them what they're supposed to get paid. That wasn't an issue with Suge, I don't think. Niggas got what they were supposed to get fucking with Suge. It was just the
other shit. Yeah, definitely got their money.
It was the other shit involved, niggas didn't like. Depression fucking shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the goony Google.
Never had Goony Google smoke and pay me my money. Never. I don't hear nobody that about Puffy, Jermaine Dupri, all these other guys. Never heard that one about Sure. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
You have to, I mean, now, come into one of those meetings and you might catch a slap in the face for being late or stuff like that. But everybody ate under there.
Everybody ate over there.
Everybody definitely ate. But you know what, though? You know, this would be a good segue for the first song that I'm going to play, man. You know, we lost another legend this past week, man. A.J. Johnson, a.k.a. Ezell Friday.
My neck, my back.
That's my nigga, right? You know, I heard some foul shit about, you know, niggas not stepping up. But, you know, I don't know what's true.
It's
not. So.
They fixed that. They fixed that. Michael Blackson. I think he got like $10,000 up, and then it did more than what it was expected to do. You know, they did about $9,000 over what they was asking. I mean, $9,000.
Yeah, I guess because it had to take his lady saying something about it.
Yeah, but who knows? You know, who knows? The people probably ain't see it. The people, you know, they probably ain't see the GoFundMe, you know? But
yeah.
Then it got so much spin on the internet that then people was like, oh, shit. Oh, all right. Let me send them something now. Definitely came through because, you know.
He was deserving, man.
Definitely.
Very solid dude. Played in some of the best hood cinemas of all time. Talking, I Got the Hook Up, Players Club, Innocent Society, House 43, Friday, the legendary one. That's the legendary role.
Yeah.
What you doing back there, Smokey?
Night, fellas, man. We got to get it popping, you know? I want to hear some music. I know niggas is tired of hearing no fucking talk.
Yeah.
Smokey back here taking his shit. I ain't going to tell nobody else. La, 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 la.
But yeah, with this track here, it's actually came from, it's a new project that came out from the Outlaws. And they dropped a joint called One Nation. I guess what they're doing, they putting that together because Tupac was going to come out with that. So they finished the vision up for him. And they dropped the first single called Lessons of Legends. And they paying homage to all the deceased legends of the game.
So.
And it's produced by Premier, so you know it's going to be fire.
Fire.
There's no justice, it's just us. Watching your back, it be a must. There are no words that can express how I feel. Even though I know I act crazy.
Go in the ashtray, spark the weed up.
My alias to die. They call me Hussein Faye. It's a two-game tape.
Scott LaRock died trying to break up a fight. They caught my nigga Pop through the door at the light. They hit B.I.G. through the door at the light.
Was that a coincidence or two planned hits? My brother Yaki Gaddafi took one in his face by somebody he knew, stretched in the project hallway. Fatal car flipped, he got ejected out the front windshield, broke most of his bones in his neck. Sean Price and Big Psych, my niggas died in they sleep. Since Big Pun, I've been more health conscious of what I eat. Be cautious out in these streets, these niggas is straight haters, mobbing peace, jack up. I pray Allah made his grave spacious. They got nipped right in front of his store. We still shed tattoo tears galore. Like the good die young, they had so much more to accomplish, still lighting up the darkness in this world. Like Pimp C, Fat Pat, and DJ Screw, Big Stretch and Seagram, Big L and Guru, Freaky Top, Jam Master J, yeah, Mossberg, Soldier Slim and Mac Dre, Big Hawk, Tinks Drugs, Bankroll Fresh, Shorty Low, Pop Smoke, and XXX. I miss the old Dirty Bastard and Eazy-E, Nate Dogg, Fife Dogg, and MC Bree. What's up, my nigga Flipside, OFTB, MCA from Beastie Boys, Proof and Heavy D, yeah, Jay Dilla, Mac Miller and Prodigy, Professor X, Badass and Apache, Lord Infamous and Koops the Nicker, Johnny J, Pomona's Own, KMG the Illustrator, King Von, Left Eye and Aaliyah, yeah, the Tina Reed, Miz and Double D. In the streets it's like they hate you even when they love you. You can ask Dobie or even Stack Bundle, ASAP Yams, Big DS from Onyx, can't forget Juice WRLD and Chip Banks from Harlem, man, and so many more. They got money for war but can't feed the poor. I pray we learn some lessons from the legends before. Get your money, stay focused, hip hop, let's live long, come on. Yeah, it's M.O.B., I'm an outlaw. Came a long way from selling raw, now I sell outdoors. Keep the swam on me whenever I'm going outdoors. Shoot the glizzy with my left hand, I'm punching southpaw. We been getting bags out of the streets, don't know about y'all. Colombian Connect, why would I worry about a drought fall? I see rappers on the internet, they chasing clout more. Posting their location like gang gang make a house call. Lost a lot of legends, but legends never die. They live forever through the music and the pressure they applied. They definitely inspired me to strive for perfection when I rhyme. You see how exceptionally I glide on any beat placed in front of me. It's that machine, he got the crown, I take it humbly. 1K for my dungarees. Took a bullet to my head, I guess God wasn't done with me. Hip-hop saved my life, now life is luxury.
Some boys like, you got to learn to let it come and go.
Only if the madness is real.
Stay on my job, grind with my squad.
Make no mistake, this shit is real.
Boy, you should've known by now. Easy does it.
Enough for me, politicians go crazy.
Sean Price.
Bushwick Bill is on the goddamn hunt.
Motherfucking rage.
Hold up.
I kick the mask down.
Well, guess what? GMC came with
Big L.
My name is Ecstasy.
Boom from the realm of El Kaloom, smelling gel fuel.
I had to hit the brakes on y'all niggas like,
whoa, yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round.
And I am MC Heavy D. Heavy D.
To the R-O-Y.
I like to introduce myself. My name is Bismarck.
Stick 'em, ha ha ha! Stick 'em, stick 'em.
That was dope. That was dope. That was dope. Yeah, man. My boy Primo did it again. He always comes back.
Yeah, that shit is dope. I didn't even know MC Breed passed away. That's
Breed,
crazy,
man. Man, we really gotta stay. Gotta stay here, man. Gotta stay popping, man.
Yeah, well, definitely got to keep it going.
Let's keep going with some music, my niggas, man. Word up. Keep some fire coming, man.
Yeah, this joint here is from an underground cat who goes by the name of Nims, and this track here is called Wow.
Let's go, man.
Bing bong.
Saturday night.
Bing
bong. Radio. Let's go.
So I'm putting some respect on my name, stupid.
It's the mayor.
Stop watching. As long as you watch me, you're always going to be a step behind, dickhead.
Watch me, don't watch me.
Never in my life did I say I want to do exactly what that man is doing. All these rappers is my motherfucking duelists. Pussy, pose no threat.
Never.
You a bozo and your bitch is a bozette.
Gunter.
By myself, I'll body your whole set.
Wow.
You on the gram wondering what to post next.
Fuck outta here.
Calm down, say that shit for the ladies.
Pussy.
Dancing on TikTok, say that shit for the babies.
Pussy.
Trying to stunt in a 2002 C-Class. My man, that shit is barely a Mercedes. What I said, that ain't no rapper car. I got fucking tears in my eyes from laughing hard. You got fake Yeezys on, and your bitch had to pay the plug with her tax return, homie.
You ain't no trapping guard.
You'll never be anything but the help.
Never.
Cause you trying to be everything but yourself.
Ever.
Keep jacking my moves. I'm not one of these dudes, I'm telling you. Fuck around and your head'll be on a shelf like.
Wow, 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 wow. All my guns go blow, 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 blow. How you like me now, 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 now?
Fuck you like me now, stupid.
I'ma be here for a wow, 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 wow.
Forever and ever. Shorty, you was all up in my DMs, wishing I saved you.
Fucking Gunter.
This chick is unstable. I'm out here lit. Rich, got my own crib with no kids. Bitch, what you bring to the table? Nothing. You don't even think of getting rich. I already fucked twice, so don't think you getting dick. Couple days pass and I don't think about a bitch. I walk around with a Continental Lincoln on my wrist. All facts, this shit more than just some bars. My life a whole blessing and the glory be to God.
Amen.
Every line I spit is fucking gloriously hard. You getting money? Well, I spend your fucking mortgage on cigars.
Little homie,
pull up, then I'll ash it in your crib. Shorty, pop this plan B, let me splash it in your ribs.
Take that.
Nope, I ain't playing daddy to your kids. You gon' get this whole nut plastered on your jibs like.
Wow, 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 wow.
That's just hardcore right there, man. Yeah, somebody.
Yeah, Gorilla Nims. Gorilla Nims.
He's going at somebody right there. I like that. I like that. I like that. Wow, 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 wow.
Catchy course and everything.
Dope. Slow Nims.
Yeah. That's off that album, Congo. Congo, his new album, Congo. Got heat on there.
That's what I'm saying,
Coney Island.
Man, a lot of niggas are dropping heat, man. Motherfuckers saying that hip hop ain't out there. Y'all ain't looking hard enough. It's out there, man. Support it. Man, don't play it. Support it. It's out there.
Yeah, it's definitely out there.
Yeah, Gunn, he dropped the B-side to his new joint yesterday.
Yeah, but it's not done.
But that shit sound like, homie, don't talk about it, be about it.
Only got in like on 3 or 4 songs so far. You know they all banging out. Man. I already heard the A-side. The A-side is one of the best out from this year. So far, the B-side is following up real good.
So okay. It's two different projects of the same album? Or it's two different albums?
Like, It's like the way he's doing it. You know how they doing it? Like, he dropping one disc now, and he's going to drop another disc, like another date. This is the second disc that he dropped. He already dropped the first one a couple weeks ago. So it's basically a double album.
Oh, all right, all right. That's dope.
It's getting a lot of stellar reviews from it so far.
Oh, so you ain't got it on deck, right? We ain't got it on deck.
I've heard some of it on YouTube.
Okay. Let's talk about what's popping tonight, man. What we got tonight for these niggas, man? I know they want to hear some more fire.
Yeah, we got Flea Lord and Busta Rhymes, Busta Bus, and this joint here is crazy. It's called Major Distribution.
Dope.
Yeah, let's get this shit popping.
Run this thing. Let's get it going.
That's what I'm talking about, nigga.
Super big up to the motherfucking Incredible Havoc. The Incredible Bandana P. You know, as we commemorate this incredible moment.
Okay.
Hey, yo, Flea Lord.
Let's go, ass.
Somebody try to act like they just going.
It's our turn.
Like they gon' just dump the coke shipment in the water.
My phone got a kill check and a gel sweat. And in the morning he ain't make a sell yet. Damn Flea Lord, you a rare wreck. And that's word to my grandmama in the hair neck. Car in the position, I'm a bomb niggas listen. And you know I brought the mob for that armed intervention. Strapped like high forces, backed by pie torches. You be peeping out the side eye, trying to vibe off a drum work machine. Lord, the gun work is clean. We can sweep the whole street or go silence the beam. $100 shots while you run around the block. Nigga, motherfuck 12, throw a summons out the drop. Loyalty and death wave, Delgado on tilt. Man, Versace nigga got me like a model raw silk. Product on milk, long nozzles all filled. Ain't no missing when we spittin', Lord, my riders all skilled. Balenciaga short sleeve, pippin' out the 4-speed. Cook so much fish in here, my kitchen got a drawer free. Yup, huh. I said I cook so much fish in here, my kitchen got a drawer free.
The cargo came in. Time to distribute it.
Distribution.
Feed the hood, feed every block. Time to administer it. We got the propane.
We got the propane, nigga.
A lot of cocaine.
A lot of cocaine, nigga.
Feed the hood, feed every block. Knock. Time to administer it.
Like the way I get the bag concerning you a lot. Cook, nigga. Why you got the coca burning in the pot? Cause he's waiting for these serving pizza line in front of the spot. Police watch the gate, watch how they line up when it's hot. Ratchet your stack up from when jokes niggas come try to take what you got. Then pop them till they decrepit and lay until they rot. I just finished food, you take nothing, nigga, absolutely not. And it's gun war, you place bets, better ask them who we got. Look, and watch them niggas laying how they plot. Look, and watch them saying anything they not. Look, I'm knowing everything ain't what it seem. I got my black and beautiful queen about to cock a little Glock. Look, my coke chemists make the coca stretch up. My queen interstate traffic in a Tesla. You better leave me while I apply the pressure. While I keep on giving you the fullness, nothing less.
What we doing? The cargo came in. Time to distribute it.
Distribution.
Feed the hood, feed every block. Time to administer it. We got the propane.
We got the propane, nigga.
A lot of cocaine.
A lot of cocaine, nigga.
Feed the hood, feed every block. Knock. Time to administer it.
talking about Super Bowl Radio Live from the Matrix.
Yeah, that's fire, man.
Yeah, that sound like part of that Wind Disaster Strike Buster bus right there.
Yeah, it's dope. That's dope. That's a dope Havoc beat too.
Yeah, have get it in.
Yeah, that's off that Flea Lord Havoc album. That's what that song is off of. But he got a new album out right now with Rock Marcy. It's dope too. I think we played a couple joints last week.
Yeah, and Hav getting back to it, man. He getting back to it, and he's putting out that joint with Dark Low. We played that, I think, last week too. The whole album.
Yeah. Yo, that project is sounding crazy to me. That's a dope. That's dope.
That's Philly.
I like Dark Low. Dark Low is fire, man. He's from Philly.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of fire out there, man. Niggas gotta find it, man. Niggas gotta stop crying. It's out there. Hip hop is alive and well.
Hey guys, before we go to the next song, I was reading this report while we were playing the music that Tom Brady was talking to Ish. He said the NFL done went soft.
What the fuck is so news about that? The NFL is soft.
Hold on, I'm trying to get the quote right here. Trying to get the quote. And of course, a lot of people ain't any feelings about it.
You know it's soft as Tom Brady calling it soft. This motherfucker ass ain't getting touched.
Yeah.
It's gotta be soft. He talking about it soft.
Yeah, on another note, you know, today I attended the street name unveiling for Biz Markie out here in on Strong Island, you know, Patchogue. He got a street named after him. A lot of people came out. It's real dope. Nice day out. Good music, good people. Big up Biz Markie, man. Legend, icon.
Yeah, man, it's my nigga, man. Shout out Biz, man. Rest in peace, my nigga, man. He definitely deserves a few streets all around. Queens Bridge, everywhere he's at. You know, remember Biz.
Yeah. Definitely
let's
I remember Biz.
You know,
nobody
Saturday
beats the
night,
Biz.
Man. Keep it popping on a Saturday night, my nigga. Let's go.
Let's go. And I'm going to another joint here, and then we're going to follow up with another track from DJ Muggs and Crying Apple. So we're going to hit y'all with the two-piece. This track here is called, it's from Lifelong. Fat Catsy called 48 Wins.
Yeah.
Live from the Matrix.
Let's go.
Clear my throat real quick. Hey, yo, Hayes, I'm just going on this one right here, you know what I mean? They said he want bars. I heard bars is back. Let me get in here with this real quick, yo. Hey, yo. Fred 1, turn me up. Check it out. Hey, yo, something heavy, nothing light. Just a little bit of dynamite might blow the spot to smite and snack Mike. I'm still hungry for my points, all portions. Barrett skip bomb shattering your statue, forcing the bitch, forcing you to forfeit and quit. Middle finger to the ops, not even competition. I'm sitting on the throne of rhymes, written all ahead of my time. Pages pulled from the mind, crafted like mines and planted in grounds of where you stepping on. Wrong moves to leave you separated, leg from arm, head from neck, it's all harm. They ain't seen me coming to urban sports, been blending in camouflage with grenades launching. Toss the Molotov after, joke of sinister character laughter. Grasping the presses by the throat, no jokes. Old rusty barber razor at your throat. The flying guillotine and jagged stars under my coat. Anime, colorful warfare that's not televised. Although it's every day right before our eyes. This is the same choir I've been preaching to. My pulpit weather's bad as painted to you. However, my message is grander than views. From my congregation, I'm filling out pews. Sunday church got granny rocking the best hat.
I be the preacher, choir director, the fat cat, Hayes, Blaze, man, let's stay all day. Every day fresh, with a beard to your crest knit. Walking good, my kick, feet covered in exclusives. 156 crew left the wall floating, I root them. Paint everywhere with feelings claiming a spot. I be everywhere outside where you not. All city, not just mine, Liggy's beyond local. I've been around the world off spit vocals. International status, causing former reasons. Different seasons, diseases, ministers of speech for speaking treason. Keep my integrity alive for all reasons. By any means necessary for defense, grab weaponry. It been war between rich and poor. And those that been struggling and they losing. While the privileged, they got the upper hand cruising. We stuck in the fight, catching lumps, bruises. Vibe got my temper hot, blowing fuses. But I analyze before reacting, uncut and foolish. Them wanna see me wild out and lose it. But I chill, cause chances slimmer than me. Plus I'm not trying to get caught slipping, see. I'm living for my future, formulating my legacy. Jotted down and recorded as one of the illest in history. L-I-F-E, living it for the fact. And that's me. What? And that's me, L-I-F-E. Yeah, with the fat cat, hey. Yeah, it be the urban sportsman. I got rhymes for days, he got beats for days, we do it like that, but in the studio, I'm always blazing the fat sack when I'm twisting it up, sometimes it's just in the gut, so maybe I, with the front show in the paper, the style crazy leave you up like the elevator,
Ay, 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 toma, yeah, wow. Mi pasado era un lío, con lana en mi bolsillo, con ganas de hacer lo mío, pero no era sencillo. Ahora sobra el vino, muy lindo donde yo vivo. A veces me dicen gringo, pero están confundidos. Tranquilo, manejo Mercedes sin hacerle visaje. El carro tuyo lo rentaste pa' las redes sociales. Mi estilo es elegante, mi anillo lo más brillante. Si te apago las luces, pues ¿qué le haces? Teo Chan, el rapeo es lo de menos, pero si quieren hablar de eso le pongo frenos. Presentame la pista, te devuelvo un cenicero. Como yo y el diablo nos conocemos. A mí me toca langosta, a ti el celo se nota. I just be stacking a torta, you just be capping. No jodas, manteca siempre de moda. Y ando con asesinos, tú en tu casa soplando coca. Nos visto un kilo, no. Esto se va a poner peligrosísimo, papi. Te paso un blon lleno de químico, mami. Vamos a meter vicio, mami. Rapeo, pero no soy un rapero típico, mami. No. Tengo dólares, quiero más, ahógame. Got more cake, but had a long day, bitch, sóame. Tengo dólares, quiero más, ahógame. Got more cake, but had a long day, bitch, sóame. You live in squalor, talking keys, límpiate la nariz. Esto pega en Londres, esto pega en París. Mad at me, cause I'm everything you couldn't ever be. If I die, manteca, I live forever, no, he don't ever leave. Hágase el bobo, pero deja de ser huevón. Esto pega en África, esto pega en Japón. Esto pega en México, la tema está chingón. I'm in a foreign, let a horn, and I feed her a salchichón. Trabajo en vacación, comiendo un camarón. I'm popping in Bayamón, my pocket on pastelón. Your pocket on patacón, your verses lack en sazón. Ni siquiera un pescado, sos pato, no tiburón. A mí me dicen Juan, apellido Pan. Se come todo rápido y ha pedido más. Conchucheando en canciones, si los veo pues jamás. Ofrezco bendiciones, si te veo se le va. Se la vi, calidoso, mantecoso on the beat. No features, me and these asquerosos never speak. No. Esto se va a poner peligrosísimo, papi. Te paso un blon lleno de químico, mami. Vamos a meter vicio, mami. Rapeo, pero no soy un rapero típico, mami. No. Tengo dólares, quiero más, ahógame. Got more cake, but had a long day, bitch, sóame. Tengo dólares, quiero más, ahógame. Got more cake, but had a long day, bitch, sóame.
DJ Marks.
More fire. Nothing but that fire we got for your ass. For Radio Live.
Yeah, joint. Yeah, joint was fire.
He makes that Spanish.
Yeah, Crime Apple, man. Crime Apple is real, man. He's official. I like Crime Apple. He's just, you know, he'll be picking some different beats, and he just sounds dope on it. I like how he flipped the Spanish with the English.
Yeah, man, niggas front like ain't no real hip-hop. It's out there.
Muggs, man. Muggs been getting busy. He been busy for the past 3 years. Cats better not sleep on him.
Man, you really, 3 years, man. Yo, Muggs been dropping gems his whole career, man. Like, all the Cypress Hill albums, all the Soul Assassin albums, all the Mayhem albums, all the Etho albums. Like, he's just been on it, just grinding, man, just grinding.
Yeah, he niggas be sleeping. He can't sleep on that. You got to mention him. If you mention the greats, he's up here.
Yeah, DJ Muggs, definitely.
Damn right.
But, and you can't mention Alchemist without mentioning DJ Muggs. Like, you can't do that,
yeah,
you know?
It's great from that tree.
Yeah.
But that was a protege. So, they had to soak it up from the master. And they've been delivering.
Yeah, he got albums, man. Muggs got albums, man. The GZA Muggs album, that's a classic joint right there.
Then he did one with Planet Asia, Pain Language.
Yep. He's got a few. He's got the album. He's got an album with Flea Lord. He got an album with.
Then he did one with Ill Bill.
Yeah.
So he got a strong resume out there. He cold with it. But continue with that momentum, man, because we got a good momentum going with the music, man. We got another joint from John Jiggs and K Slugger called White Wine.
Yeah, dope.
So we got to hit y'all over the head real quick with that.
Let it bang, let it bang.
OT trips, Anytown, USA. As young boys, we would hit the highway with dreams of coming back home rich. That's how we got the name 495 Boys. Few niggas never made it back. The story of a dope dealer is one of pain, disparity, a story of hopelessness. Sure, we had some fun along the way, but was it all worth it?
Yo, give us a little sound check. A little, come on, man, pump it up.
Yeah.
That's got loud for you now, come on.
CC2. Slugger. It's the J.I. double, big pies and bubble. Quiet storm, nigga, but gray skies above you. Live from the jungle, shake dice in the huddle. And at the TC2, the first price double. Maniac, misfit, a brainiac with a biscuit. Stay away from these broke niggas and bitter bitches. Sip liquor till my liver twitches. Let loose with the flicker and rip a nigga meniscus. Figure for a leg lock, a tombstone on bedrock. Do you like a Chinese soup? Make your egg drop. You walk around with a red dot on your dreadlocks. Just a matter of time, I'ma line them like connect dots. You only breathing because I allow it. I don't admire cowards. Instead of fighting, you rather cry about it. Open the cage, let the lion out it. Don't ever try to doubt it. Go up in your mouth just for lying out it. Fireball breathing, sire of all heathens. Flying off the deep end, that's my environment speaking. Andre the giant when I'm applying a beacon. The last thing you hear for the quiet is why you reaching. Dangerous mind thinking, a Leo ass thinking. Pat your girl on the ass to pass you Lincoln. Real live pimping, they can tell a nigga different. Cause I'm focused on something way past what you thinking. These niggas trying to fit in with an outfit. Even with designer on, it still ain't about shit. I'm coming your shit and act like it's out shit. Pull up on the corner boys and hit them with ounces. We hold court up at the Red Roof Inn. Pay the lobby off just in case the feds swoop in. When the boys get to ask about which bed you in, and take a look at the
Boy Radio Live from the Matrix. That's what I'm talking about. Fire shit like that. I like that. Smooth and deadly.
Yeah, he went in on that. Shout out John Jiggs. Shout out K Slugger.
Hip hop lives.
Right over here.
Crazy. Hip hop is alive, nigga. I don't wanna hear that shit no more. It's dead. Nah, it ain't dead. You dead.
Your ears are dead. I mean, as long as you got guys like you two are putting it down and everybody following that line accordingly, it ain't gonna ever die.
There's always going to be official hip-hop, man. Just, you know, there's always going to, you just got to look for it now. You got to look for it. You really got to be in tune with the streets, man. You can't just, hey, let me turn on the radio and boom, you're going to know what's going on. Nah, you got to dig deeper than the radio. You got to dig deep. You got to dig deep.
Well, yeah, the radio.
I love finding.
The radio's not playing real hip-hop right now. The radio's not playing hip-hop.
Nah, they play R&B hip hop. That's what
I'm not talking
playing.
About. When I say real hip hop, I ain't talking about my shit or niggas like our underground. So I'm talking about niggas that makes that shit that niggas still want to hear, but they ain't playing no more. Like, why do all these motherfuckers pop off on the verses? Like, if motherfuckers want to hear new Ja Rule project? When niggas get behind it, with radio get behind a new Ja Rule project right now. Ja Rule
yeah.
Can only go up there and pop off with his old hits. I'm quite sure he got some fire right now he can put out. Why he ain't dropping it? Because he don't think the support gonna be there. Like all these niggas with the verses shit. I'd rather see niggas, all these niggas with verses. I want to hear new shit from these guys.
Yeah, you know the Locks.
You
know the Locks just dropped a new album, and Jada Kiss always working. Jada always working.
Well, will people get behind these motherfuckers? Like everybody always complaining, but this motherfuckers gonna get behind niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know the problem with it, like me and you always talk about, the problem with it is, you know, they listen to the album for a week, and then they on to another album. It's not like, you know, you rep the album, you repping it for a whole year, you going to all the shows, you know, you supporting them like it used to be, you know? Now they listen to your album 2-3 days, they listen to a whole new album.
Hell yeah, I remember a nigga album drop and that shit rock for a summer. Right now, you just nigga drop an album, that shit's rocking for about a week.
Yeah, week. Unless it's a radio, like unless it's radio, you know, if it's radio, like let's say,
ain't got that machine behind him, he gonna end up in the playlist. He gonna end up in rotation. You know,
yeah, like
the
DJ Khaled, you know, DJ Khaled, you know, he stay dropping, and
he
stay on the chart.
He's dealing with, see, Khaled is a unique animal. He deals with a whole slew of different artists, so he a different animal. You know what I'm saying? He gonna always be on the radio. He got this artist, that artist, that artist, this artist. He flooded the game. That's dope.
Yeah. I mean, you know, all he did was bring the mixtape game to mainstream. You know, that's all that really was. You know.
Yeah.
When you
man.
Think of, and he's producing behind it, so it's pretty much like a big mixtape, but. You get all different vibes. But that's the thing with music today, you know, they listen to you a couple of days and it's over with, you know? Like I'm still trying to catch up on Lloyd Banks' album. You know, I can't just listen to it one or two times and think that I listened to this shit. Nah. I gotta listen a couple times. And Lloyd Banks dropped, what, 2-3 months ago, Lloyd Banks? And I'm still trying to catch up. Sky Zoo album. Kazoo album is dope. But I can't tell you, you know, it's crazy because I ain't really fully listened to it. I skimmed through it, listened to a couple joints, but you don't really know an album until you sit there and listen to it, you know?
That's where oversaturation comes in. And sometimes it's a good thing and a bad thing, because it's a good thing because you got a lot of good music out there, but it's also a bad thing because just like you said, you can't really grasp it, but then you have somebody else coming out. I remember when, even when Cuban Links dropped, everybody was blasting that for the whole summer. That album owned the summer.
Yeah, that was a different time. That was a different time because the DJs was supporting it. On radio, they were supporting it. The underground was supporting it. That's why, you know, the Purple Tape got that much love, you know?
All right.
It was everywhere. It was in the streets. The street team was crazy. Everything was crazy. Ain't no more street teams. Ain't no more nothing like that no more. Ain't nobody going out there putting posters up for you because they don't want to be fined, you know?
Word.
Yeah, think about it. Back in the day, you could drive 2-3 blocks, and you'll see this album coming out. This whole wall, they done put up mad posters on this wall of the same album. Boom, take up 2 or 3 blocks walking. Like, how could you not go check out that album? Now you don't even see none of that. You don't see no promotion. It's just internet promotion.
Even the big dogs are going through that as well because people are not really, even though it's selling, you don't really hear people talking about Ye's album or Drake's album like that anymore because now J. Cole dropped something.
Oh, yeah. But you know the crazy thing, though, is that, you know, I could pick up an album from 93. I could pick up an album from 95. And it'll fit perfect with the time that I'm in now. Like, it'll just sound good. I listen to today shit now, and I'm like, damn, why the fuck I even listen to this shit?
garbage.
A lot of garbage rap.
Yeah, you know? A lot of stuff done snuck in. But, you know, timeless music is timeless music, and that's what I look for. I look for timeless music.
Oh, you can hear it. You're gonna hear the shit that you like. Once you hear it, you're gonna be like, "Oh, that's it right there." Like the shit we play.
Yeah, we got some more music for them, though, right?
Yes, sir. While we was talking, I was able to upload a joint from the West Side Gun album. This joint here is called Celine Dion. It's a crazy title, but I think it is gonna bang. So this is a perfect way to end the show. So I'm going to hit y'all with this one here.
All right, y'all. Schoolboy Radio Live from the Matrix. It's kind of north.
Let's go.
Till next Saturday.
Six rings when the pound striking. know.
Y'all know me.
Big BSF, nigga.
Same nigga. Nigga. Look, I turned 50 in the 80 if you whip it good.
That's a fact.
Chop it up, then I'm in your hood. Like the engineer, I serve your bitch while she with the kids. I'm in a flip like a Jimmy thing. You ain't Mr. Big, you ain't never bust a hand over price,
nigga.
You ain't never stuffed dope in a bowl of rice. You got knocked and started singing like Hova's wife. This street shit is like a roll of dice, nigga. And I'm here for that head crack. Over a little cheese, get your head tapped, nigga. I can't stand rap,
nah.
And these cells is like pesticides on them. I'm pushing weight, trying to exercise on them. These bitches think you a chicken box, cause they got some breasts and thighs on them. I just ran out of work, who got some extra pies on them?
Who got some work?
And that's a real question. You niggas still bluffing, so I got them pills jumping. Cleats on, I'm still running. You ain't never killed nothing. Going drills, nothing, nigga. I up the steel, I'm like Phil Drummond.
I want to bring out the guy that was the particular instance, and we're talking about the king who did indeed make a valiant effort to take the title away from Nick Bockwinkel. But
first of all, let me say I'm glad to see your back.
Well,
especially
you,
after
Jerry.
Seeing your front. Let me ask you one other thing. Did you hear that the court just made a ruling that they're going to have to make the Lone Ranger take his mask off? If they ever see you, they're going to make a ruling where you have to wear a mask. Do you realize that?
You're in rare form today. I hear it.
That's right, baby.
Okay.
When I beat the world heavyweight champion, I am in rare form, and I guess you saw it right there, didn't you?
Well, I saw what could be interpreted, I'm certainly by you, as a win over the champion. He still
could
has the
be
belt.
Interpreted. It was
he
a 1-2-3. That's right. It took me a couple of minutes longer than I anticipated, but what can you expect? I was fighting two world champions that night.
Skipping out that bitch with 20 racks of shit. Off white on Dior, gone, swam bully on it. Keep a lovey feeling strong. Praying for my sins, chop it up with chocolate. M's rolling in, I ain't gotta sell hard. X's looking sick, but I'm spinning in the Tesla. The 38 is me, I've got that 30 on the Hexa. You can catch me up in Eagles, I be getting some help. When I see you in that bitch, copping the belt.
Fuck out of here.
You wasn't on my side when the vision was felt.
Fuck out of here.
Pour you up some water so them pitches can melt. So came for 9 years. We don't play around here.
No.
Tried to run up with that happy, now he stay around here. Got a crowd, but these motherfuckers yelling out Dom.
Dom.
Grams, but I only sell 7 at a time.
Hey, yo.